Listening Library presents Fairies and the Quest for Neverland by Gail Carson Levine. Read for you by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. Gwendolyn, Jane, Mary, darling Carlyle, Grandma whispered, putting down her teacup with trembling fingers. You are Wendy, darling, returned to life. For her 7th birthday, Gwendolyn had come to breakfast wearing a white dress trimmed with eyelet lace. Fetch the scrapbook from my lower bureau drawer, dear, Grandma said. I want to see. Gwendolyn returned with a leather scrapbook begun a century before. She set the book on the table and opened it to the middle, where a girl in a lacy white pinafore stared out at them. Indeed, the two girls looked very alike. Heart-shaped faces, level eyebrows, and serious brown eyes that were trained on something beyond, something unseen by anyone else. In Gwendolyn's case, she was picturing a 5-inch fairy flying over the orange juice pitcher, trailing sparkles of fairy dust. Gwendolyn inhaled the tiger lily perfume her grandmother always wore.
If I go to Neverland too, she thought, let me meet fairies.
As she blew out her birthday candles, she squeezed her eyes tight and wished,
Peter, come.
You see, when he remembered, Peter Pan visited the house at number 14 and brought the latest daughter back to Neverland to do the spring cleaning for him and the lost boys. Peter, who was quite behind the times, hadn't yet learned that girls knew boys could clean very well for themselves at any time of year.